Clown World, transgender New Yorker gets $160,000 for being misgendered in jail. By Amy Furr on August 26, 2023. A transgender woman, or a man living as a woman, got a whopping $160,000 settlement after being misgendered by workers at a jail in Broome County, New York. 25-year-old Michaela Holland alleged correctional officers abused and discriminated against him once he was arrested for charges listed as criminal contempt and assault, the Daily Mail reported Saturday. She was held in an all-male jail during two stints totaling 6 weeks in 2021, and claims she was physically attacked during the intake process on January 22, suffering a broken tooth and painful lump on her head, the outlet said. Holland also claimed male officers strip-searched him, forced him to remove his acrylic nails, and told him to remove the wig that was glued onto his scalp. Despite disclosing her transgender status multiple times, she says she was placed within men's housing units and misgendered, referred to as a man, the Mail report said. In a social media post on Thursday, the New York Civil Liberties Union said its client, Holland, reached a settlement with the jail. No one should ever have to go through what Michaela went through at the Broome County Jail. Now with this settlement, establishing one of the strongest nationwide policies to protect the rights of trans people in custody, hopefully no one ever will, the union said. In a statement through the union, Holland said, "I was harassed, mocked, misgendered and worse. Jail staff strip-searched me, beat me up, placed me in the male section of the jail and withheld my hormones for a period of time, forcing me to go into agonizing withdrawal." Now, the Broome County Sheriff's Office has agreed to sweeping changes regarding how staffers handle transgender inmates in their custody, News Channel 34 reported Friday. Meanwhile, a strong percentage of millennial Americans, ages 25 to 34, are in favor of catering to the whims of sex-confused individuals by making adherence to biological reality and language a criminal offense. New polling conducted for Newsweek found, according to a Breitbart News report published July 26. The article noted that 44% of millennials believe calling someone by the wrong gender pronoun should be considered a criminal act. The criminal case leveled against Holland has reportedly come to a close, per the Mail article.